It's time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got some observations you'd like to share. Maybe you've got a question you'd like to ask. It doesn't matter what the reason for getting in touch with us is. We just like to hear from you. So give us a call. Our number is 999-9876. Or you can send us an email at comments@kaxe.org. You can email me personally. The address is Jay Latimer, that's J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at kaxe.org. And you can send us a letter. We love to get your letters. And you can send that letter to 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. This week, we start off with notes from Stephen Lavalier's fourth grade class in Cohasset. Lissy and Patty sent along these notes. Thank you very much, ladies. The temperatures have gone below zero. Sawyer noticed how quiet the woods have become. Lane has noticed that there weren't any tracks in the snow. John noticed that snowflakes were large and thick. Weren't they gorgeous? I was with my mother, and we were just watching those snowflakes fall. It was a wonderful experience. There was a snowmobile out on Bass Lake, and due to the thickness of ice, more people and machinery are traveling on Loon Lake. Lauren is seeing cottontail rabbits in her yard. Rachel is seeing deer in her backyard. Deer are coming to Paige's house after dark. Small tracks near Ty's along the shore of the lake. Tyra saw a fox in her yard, and she lives in town in Grand Rapids. Tyra, I saw a fox in Grand Rapids myself, so I know that that can happen. And this one was right over here on Powers Hill, just next to the studios practically. Dashed out into the road one fall day and grabbed a road-killed gray squirrel and dashed back into the ditch and sort of hid out in this little copse of trees there. It was pretty interesting. We heard from the Forest View Middle School Bird Club, and Ben is our reporter.
Sam was in Wisconsin and saw Canada geese flying south and people fishing and skidding on the lakes. On his way to school on Thursday, the 4th, he noted the hole in the bay of Gull Lake was frozen. He also reported that the ground of his home is frozen so his dogs cannot dig any new holes. Justin is not seeing any new birds coming to his feeders, and Nate watched a V of Canada geese flying south over his house. Morgan saw a bald eagle, lots of black and white diving ducks, and a river otter on Big Trout Lake. I am seeing pine siskins and common redpolls at the feeder. The downy woodpecker continues to roost in the bluebird nest box in my yard. I'm also seeing the one-footed pileated woodpecker again this winter. I also saw a flock of golden-crowned kinglets in Nisswa and a large flock of waxwings after the high school choir concert on Sunday. Wyatt and Travis are seeing the regulars at their feeders with good numbers of woodpeckers showing up. Joey saw a male ring-necked pheasant running in the ditch near his house, and he saw a barred owl on the way to the school on the 4th. Joey's great-aunt and uncle, the Blenniches, saw a large flock of cedar waxwings with no bohemians in the group in Crosby on the 30th of November. Logan is seeing blue jays and northern cardinals at his feeders. Mr. Perry had a flock of about 75 common redpolls in the fields at his house, but they did not come to the feeders. In addition to the regulars, he also had a fox sparrow and two mourning doves at the feeder on the 7th. On Saturday the 6th, he had the good fortune of seeing phenologist Larry Weber at Minnesota Ornithologist Union annual meeting. We were wondering if that is the first reported sighting of a phenologist on the phenology show. Well, that's our report for this week. See you outside.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, all of you down there at the Forest View Middle School Bird Club. That was really nice. And some of those observations are just stunning. Golden-crowned kinglets. And there's an excellent chapter or two in a book written by Bernd Heinrich about winter survival, where he talks about golden-crowned kinglets and trying to figure out how these small, I mean, just barely larger than a hummingbird, probably naked, they would be the size of your thumb, these small birds can actually survive as far north as they stay. He finds them in Vermont and in Maine and in Minnesota, probably from Brainerd going south for sure, there are golden-crowned kinglets that spend the winter. And these birds actually get together and huddle. They'll sit together in a little cluster at night on a branch and sort of help keep one another warm. And that's kind of an interesting survival strategy for them. Other good notes there. Larry Weber at the MOU meeting. This may be the first time a phenologist has been reported as a sighting on the phenology program. We heard this week from Greta, who called us from Bovee.
Hi, this is Greta Anderson calling from Bovee. We were at our cabin on Sunday, and on the lake, we saw 7 wolves, and we went to see the wolf tracks. It was awesome. My dad saw a flock of ravens. It was the biggest flock he's ever seen. We got our Christmas tree on Sunday, and we went for our second ski last night behind our house. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Thank you, Greta. That was wonderful. Greta, of course, is Maggie Anderson's younger sister, and it's wonderful to hear from you. That was just perfect. A big flock of ravens. Usually, if you see a flock of ravens this time of year, you're looking at unmated adults and juveniles. Those birds get together and kind of hang out, and more eyes means more opportunities to find food. And they actually speculate that some of these birds join these flocks and are led then by more experienced birds to food sites. So it's kind of important for them to get together and do this. The other observation that you might have this time of year are pairs of ravens, and they tend to be adult ravens, usually staying on their natal territory, and they sort of are not likely to join these other flocks, and in fact are kind of secretive about what food supplies they find. So they'll be out there, and they may find a supply of food, and they will continue to visit it, but be very discreet about how they get there so that the ravens don't, the flocks of ravens don't come and find their supply of food. The interesting thing about this is that these pairs of ravens will, you know, they'll visit and eat on something, and they will kind of just keep it to themselves. The flocks of ravens, when they get together, they are whacking off chunks of meat and flying off and trying to hide them here and there. And of course, all of the other ravens are like, oh yeah, like we don't see that. And then oftentimes they'll go over and steal the food that the first bird is hiding, and it gets to be quite a contest to see how well they can get things out and get them hidden. Interesting to note, big flock of ravens and 7 wolves on the lake. That must have been thrilling. Every time I see a wolf, I just, there's no, I don't know, it's just magical. When you see a wolf, it just it reminds you that, you know, despite everything that you read and hear, you just might not be at the top of the food chain all the time. And they can bring that feeling to you in a hurry. Our final phoned-in report this week comes from Mrs. Otteson's science class at Connor Jasper Middle School in Bovee. And Haley is our reporter.
Levi Clancy killed a mosquito in his house on Saturday, December 6th. Shane has noticed a deer bed under the pine tree by his yard. Cole has noticed an albino pigeon in Bovee. Most of us have got about 4 inches of snow on Sunday the 7th. Kalmanin Beach has about 12 inches of ice by the shore. The first time we had to plow driveways this year was December 7th. Ashley saw a chipmunk at Mount Itasca on December 7th. Kyle saw a female cardinal in Coleraine. Moose Lake and Deer Lake are completely frozen over now. Ryan saw a meteor on Saturday night, December 6th. Allie's family was putting the ice house on the lake, and the lake started booming around them. Cassidy's friend went ice fishing and found a little fish inside a big fish. Kendra's dog paws are drying out and cracking from the cold. That's all for this week. Thanks, I'm Haley.
Haley, thank you. That was well done, and lots of interesting things to see there. The albino pigeon, you know, pigeons have been bred and sort of inbred, and they come in many, many different colors, and white is one of those colors. And when you see the white ones, it's kind of neat because they look really pretty. And a female cardinal, I talked to someone else who saw a male cardinal I remember my neighbors, Andrew and Donette, reported a male cardinal at their feeder. And finally today from Toots, who sends along this note. She says, a quick question. On October 27th, a red-bellied woodpecker female showed up at our feeders. I've never seen one before, and according to the bird book I have, this isn't their territory. She's beautiful. She comes to feed every day. We feed black oil, sunflower seeds, suet, and thistle. Is there anything else we could put out that would be good for her? Has anyone else seen them? Would appreciate anything you might be able to share about them. And she says, we miss you on the mail route. I suppose because they're not getting their neighbor's mail like they used to when I was on the route. Toots, nice to hear from you. Female red-bellied woodpecker. The red-bellied woodpeckers are some of those that have kind of moved into this area from further south, and they are becoming more and more common up here. And I don't know, black oil, sunflower, suet, and thistle, I think you got it covered. That sounds like a pretty good diet for me if I were a red-bellied woodpecker. Thank you all for your comments, questions, and observations. This has been the TalkBack program.